This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Benny Snell is the running back. Roethlisberger, fourth and one of the Dallas 35, will give it to Snell. He's hit near the line of scrimmage. He might not have got that. Randy Gregory again.
Monday edition of Sean and RJ kicking off with the 9 o'clock hour. We're back in studio. First time. We're going to have to get the exact date count since April 2020, sometime in that area, not doing a show in the same room for that long. Back in studio, 9 o'clock hour, back from the vacation and the wedding. Thanks to all the Tolos for the well wishes and the messages. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece is coming up at 9:40. Last week, does Bassick still walk the hallways and give random sports opinions or topics that you can take advantage of? Or does he just not show up until 9:40?
No, he usually is here about, 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
That's when he rolls in. Unless he's, I don't know if the gym is open downstairs. I have no idea.
Okay.
He's still doing the same thing. He'll come in, have some random thing that he's hot on, and he'll talk about. Absolutely.
Or sporting some random Luka jersey as he was during the series. What was it, last week or the week before? He came in with this Luka Doncic jersey from Slovenia. It was like random and a little tight.
And it had a J in it. Slovenia had a J in it for some reason.
It was odd.
But he's like, guys, I found this awesome new Luka card. It's amazing.
We can't really laugh.
No.
Because these cards and these ETFs or whatever the heck they're called are blowing up. We played the Randy Gregory clip because potential breakout candidates have been released from CBSSports.com. And that's who they chose for the Cowboys. Potential breakout candidate, Randy Gregory. Does it make sense? And do you have someone else in your mind that you would put before him?
Well, see, I guess I could say
CD
Lamb. But then again, I could ask, didn't CD Lamb already break out last year?
Right.
He's got
a farther amount to go to reach breakout status, where Randy wouldn't have to go too far to reach breakout status.
Right. Now, in the write-up here, it says some get knocked off their path to give up on trying to finish the journey. That's never been the case with Randy Gregory, who's fought to return to the NFL in 2020 and was again met with adversity, this time from within the defensive coaching staff, one that saw his coordinator and D-line coach refuse to unleash him fully as he and Jerry Jones had hoped. So Gregory, essentially the starter opposite D-Law, setting him up to finally be what the Cowboys wanted to use a second-round pick on him. Look, I mean, I could say CD, I could say Diggs.
Yes.
Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Randy.
And that's really it.
Yeah, it's not a lot. There's not a ton of options when it comes to who is going to wind up being the breakout candidate player.
Give me Gregory's career high year in sacks. What was the number?
Six.
It was six on the dot. So if Randy Gregory gets 11 sacks, That could qualify as a breakout.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb would have to get how many yards in order to qualify for that? It's harder.
Yeah, 900,000 yards.
Yeah. Harder. And Parsons, I would throw him in that category, and Diggs as well.
Yeah, if Parsons starts and dominates, then I could absolutely see him getting there. If he makes us forget Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith ever existed, which I think many would like, that I think could play into it. But You know, CeeDee Lamb, if he's going to be healthy all year and Dak's healthy all year, that is right there. I mean, he would have won the Rookie of the Year last year if Dak had stayed healthy, the way those two were going at in the beginning. So I thought that was that would have been a guy that I would have chose.
Did you see what Micah Parsons did over the weekend to Amari?
The chess.
Beat him in chess. That wasn't from last week, right? I saw that over the weekend.
Yeah, last week we talked about it because CeeDee was asked during interviews about how his connection has been with Amari Cooper and that they've been playing chess. In fact, CeeDee actually gave out his handle on chess.com. So now Tolos, after we play that clip, are like, yeah, I'm DMing him. I'm going to play him in chess.
So Micah and Amari's face on it was like stunned.
Stunned.
He was shocked. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it's, you know, I have not gone to chess.com a whole lot in my life.
Have you ever played chess? I played it a little bit with my uncle. I got into it a little bit.
Yeah, I played it, but yeah, I've played it, but never.
Do you know
a lot.
The name of the pieces? How many pieces can you name?
Okay, so you've got the rook.
Yep.
The pawn.
Yep.
The queen.
Yep.
The king.
Yep.
The bishop.
Good.
The knight.
Wow.
Am I missing any?
That's it.
That's that it?
Good.
Eight all pawns, right. Two bishops, two knights, two rooks, one queen, one king. Oh,
Bobby Fischer over here.
There we go.
Just killing it. By the way, Tolos, in case you do want to play Micah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on chess.com if you want to play me at Stix City 11. STIX City 11.
Stix 11? Chess.com. I didn't know that was a thing.
Stix City 11. There you go.
Stix City 11. So, Randy Gregory, is there anyone else on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text being mentioned as a breakout candidate? I guess this kid, Nashawn Wright, who got all the minicamp love, although yeah. I kind of disqualify those guys as a rookie at corner because I think it's so much tougher, but I can't think of anyone else.
No, I can't. See, people are saying Diggs, Donovan Wilson. Baidez.
Donovan Wilson.
Yeah, Baidez.
Breakout at center.
There you go.
Baidez.
I guess one of the tight ends could be.
Jarwin. Yeah, Jarwin you could have a breakout for.
But Schultz kind of broke out last year. That was kind of his, right?
Yes.
So I think that's already kind of taken. But, you know, Nashawn Wright, you know, he was obviously not very highly thought of,
from what I'm told, from these other scouting services.
You gotta go read Mickey's write up of minicamp and the shots, all the passive aggressive shots at Dane Brugler and everyone else on Wright being picked in the third round. Kyler Murray, apparently not a big fan of America's team. Our very own Alan High, with an interview with Sports Illustrated, said this about growing up as a Cowboy fan.
You gotta be a Cowboys fan.
No. They were always ass.
Yeah. Like, well, here we go. Okay.
Before I was born, they were
23.
I like the Vikings, bro. Yeah. When I grow up, I was growing
I like the Vikings. That makes
random.
I think that stands out more than even calling the Cowboys ass. Said the Cowboys were just trash as he was growing up. How old was Kyler for those Randy Moss Viking teams?
He was like a year old for when Randy was drafted. He was drafted in 98.
Yeah.
Kyler was born in 97. So let's look. Let's say 7 years old. Is that what we should do?
Yeah.
All right.
Like the Culpepper, Jeff George. No. The Cunningham, Culpepper Vikings. That's the only ones he could have really, really liked.
Okay.
Unless you love Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Well, when he was born in 1997, they were 9-7. When he was 1 year old, they were 15-1. Let's go to 2004. They were 8-8. And they were 9-7, 6-10, 8-8, 10-6, 12-4. So at 12 years old, they were 12-4. That was the Brett Favre Vikings. Then 6-10, then 3-13. I find it very hard to believe that a 13 and 14 year old is sticking with an out of market team that is 3-13. I find that very, very hard to
I can't even name Adrian Peterson's quarterbacks. Maybe it's an obvious screw up that I'm blanking on, but can you like a team if they don't have a really good quarterback? He had Favre for a minute. And what quarterback did Adrian Peterson play with the most? Can anyone name it? Are we all blanking?
It was. Let's see.
You're looking it up. Troy?
No idea. Absolutely no idea.
Who was the quarterback after Culpepper there?
Ew.
Why are we blanking? Is it a list of scrubs?
So here's that. In 07, Adrian's rookie year was Brad Johnson.
Ah, just signed a 3-year deal.
Brad Johnson.
There's no way Kyler Murray is sticking around Brad Johnson.
Right?
Not a chance.
That's what I was wondering right there. But the NFL audio of the week comes from the CEO of the Green Bay Packers.
Rodgers.
What are you doing? He's talking about Ted Thompson. Ted Thompson, what he used to say about Aaron Rodgers. Ted Thompson, who Mike McCarthy knows very well, former Packers GM. Well, this is the CEO, Mark Murphy, talking about Rodgers and Thompson at a team event.
Earlier this year, often talked about Aaron, that he's a and it wasn't just Aaron, a lot of different players, he would say, he's a complicated fella. So I'll just say that.
Complicated fella.
He's a complicated fella. Now, I'm trying to be an RJ here and figure out a way to justify this. Is the only way that this is justified, the only way that this is justified is if Mark Murphy knows what they're doing with him, like that he's not coming back, that they're dealing him. That they're dealing him, and that's it. That's the only way you can justify making this comment to only tick off Aaron even more publicly.
I can't imagine that this is going to end well. seriously, like I can't imagine this is going to end well for Rodgers or the Packers together, simply because, I mean, dude, you didn't have to say anything. How did this help you
out?
The
other day he said the less both sides say publicly, the better.
This guy isn't smart enough to run an organization. If he doesn't know, if he isn't aware,
they got a daggone good team.
Yeah, but if he isn't aware, then in 2021, people have cameras and record everything.
Jeez,
I mean, come on,
dumb, really dumb. Travis Kelce thinks the Browns are right there with the Chiefs in 2021. Quote: they're definitely a contender. Baker and the gang have upped the ante, made this team an unbelievable team and a team you have to prepare for and take serious. I think the Browns and Chiefs are definitely neck and neck. And, of course, we remember Kansas City getting all they could handle from Cleveland in that AFC playoff game. We know Derek Holland, shout out Dutch, is listening on the Odyssey app right now. So he'll love this discussion of Travis Kelce giving the Browns these props. I think this was a statement of setting. He was at Jarvis Landry's charity softball game. I think he was trying to be extra nice. Jarvis Landry plays for the Browns, so Travis put them on the same level in terms of being contenders. But yeah. I'm not buying it because Baker is not there yet.
I'm not buying it. I think Travis needs to go back to work at that car wash he was at last week.
Car wash?
Did you see that video? Travis working at a car wash.
For what?
Some charity event.
It like girls there?
No, it was just he was there. Wash? He was there just, you know, hosing down the front of somebody's car.
Okay.
Yeah, working at a car wash. And I think he needs to go back because he's lost his marbles. He lost his brain. There's no way. No way.
Give me the where Cleveland is in the AFC right now.
I would say Cleveland is
give me the teams above in order. Let's just go in order.
Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Buffalo?
Buffalo?
Tennessee?
You have Tennessee definitely over Baltimore?
I do, and I also have Baltimore over Cleveland.
Okay.
So they're like the, not over, but they're the fourth, 15.
Pittsburgh?
No. Trash.
Trash.
Trash. Good defense. They got nothing on offense.
Okay.
And by the way, Travis Kelce in the car wash story, a little bit more to that. He's actually an investor in the car wash game. Club Car Wash is what he owns now in the Kansas City area. That's very Breaking Bad-esque right there.
Oh, no, it's very Marvin Harrison.
Yeah. Well, a little different.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison would shoot your car up.
Where has he been? I haven't seen Marvin Harrison since the
Philly
accusations.
Hanging out in Philly.
He is hanging out in Philly, and I will not say anything.
Nope.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Man, we got some very observant Tolos on Twitch and the Dallas Fan Cam at 105.3thefan.com because I'm getting messages asking where something is on my person right now. Some of the Tolos noticing something, asking.
Oh, your ring.
My yeah. No wedding ring. No wedding ring.
At all?
No. I'm trying to make, well, she offered the deal. I'm trying to decide whether to take the deal because I tried starting, I started wearing it, and then I'm just this nonstop.
Yeah, couple weeks,
just fidgeting, you know, playing with it. I'm flipping it, I'm spinning it.
Yeah.
And I know it probably takes everyone, you know, time to getting used to, but I try to open the a pill bottle, like the other day, or like a water bottle, and like it's just slipping off like the metal part of it. I got two rings. I got one as a,
whoa.
I got one as a backup.
You know, are they rubber? Are they real?
No, they're no. Well, real cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Metal, titanium. I don't. Yeah, it's. But I was like, I'm not gonna go get something expensive because this thing's probably getting lost. It's like a pair of shades for me. Because as much as I'm fiddling with it, she said, as long as it's like a big major event or when you go to Nick and Sam's, I don't have to wear it. So I was like, okay, I would still like to wear it, you know, out in public here and there.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it every morning coming back and forth to the show.
I lost mine on my honeymoon. I found it immediately after.
Where'd you lose it?
In the pool.
Did you not get like fitted correctly or is just... It was fitted, and then the pool is just going to have it slip off no matter what.
I think my hand shrunk in the water, or I lost weight before the wedding, whatever. Yeah. Who knows? But, you know, after that, I never took it off. And I slept with it on and showered and everything.
And never thought about it.
It was actually great because you could use it as a bottle opener.
Really?
Yeah, if you could pop the, you know, Corona. Right there.
Or Modelo, as or I Modelo. Heard you talking about with my wedding.
Yeah.
Troy, any issue with yours?
Well, I never wear my wedding ring to work.
Whoa.
Ever.
Why?
Because Sydney knows.
They get stolen like a headphone jack up here?
Yeah.
Boy, oh up here gets stolen.
You have no idea. Carter, our web guy that runs the fan cam, was like, I can't find my headphones, my quarter-inch jack. I was like, dude. Texas is open. People are coming back to work, and those things are worth gold up here. So you got to watch out. But yeah, I'm up here running the board, doing the computer. I'm editing. I can't do anything like that with the watch and ring on. It drives me crazy. So what I do, I take off my watch, I take off my ring. At least a dozen times since working up here at the fan, I've left my wedding ring and watch up here.
Oh, man.
So now, I'm like, not wearing them.
Now, a lot of people are being accusatory, saying, oh, that's just like when guys... You know, saying you'll lose it and you're fidgeting with it. That's just like when guys say they can't load the dishes right or the laundry gets messed up.
Yeah.
So you intentionally screw it up
mm-hmm.
so that she gets off your back and doesn't bug
and
you about
it. And
she
do it herself.
And she does it herself.
And then she'll resent you for another reason.
And then she'll resent you for another reason. And this is the old theory that people are texting. Well, it's a known fact that you get more attention when you have a wedding ring on. From the ladies, then if you don't have one on, which I still don't. I mean, I don't know if I believe that.
That's not true.
Do y'all find that? Did you find that to be true? Did you ever have a woman come up to you, and don't get yourself in trouble? But did you have a woman come up to you where you really felt like it was because she was trying to get through the challenge of that metal or rubber or tattoo on your left finger?
She's trying to get through the rubber, that's for sure.
I don't know. I never found that out.
I never really noticed that.
Okay, that's a myth.
Yeah, I mean, for some it may be true, but you know, for me it wasn't. Post divorce, it was like bang, 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 bang. But
big dog.
Pre
divorced.
Stop it. But no, I never really noticed that.
Troy, did you? More attention from wearing it?
No girl looks down at the guy and sees a wedding ring and thinks, oh, that's the one.
Let me break up this family.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
Some might, but never.
Yes, they're definitely not doing that. Like, yeah, that's my goal tonight. Not to find a nice, young, single man, but to find that married man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
There's no baggage there.
You have some evil people that probably think like that.
Oh, I guarantee you there are.
How did your girl... how did your first trip go? You bringing the dog walker to Maryland for the wedding. How did things go? What did she think? What was her? I mean, you already trashed the wedding with the heat and
the heat. Everything was a problem.
The melted cake
is what really got to me, man. Yeah. Once I saw that cake melted,
he was upset about that.
You know, this isn't New York City that we live in right here.
No,
but it feels like I was coming back here to New York with pace. And dealing with these people in Maryland, I just felt like everyone was going slow motion. Like, it's just slow motion. I'm like, DFW is supposed to be like, you know, the nice area and, you know, nice people and, you know, not a million miles an hour, but I couldn't wait to get back here to deal with people who weren't moving in slow motion. And that's part of why the cake melted.
Yeah, I mean, everything's...
I'm like, y'all going to cut this? And they're like looking at me like, I should have the cake cutter.
You should. I know.
I had to get the extra fan to put out near you.
I know. It was like,
I'm
so
like, I paid
hot
for
in
fans
there.
In here.
Yes. But no, it was great. You know, we had a good time. And, you
give
know...
Give me an observation that won't... You can say on the radio that she gave. What was her observation? Something maybe offensive or that I'll hold against her. Anything about the place,
everything,
no,
everything was great.
You have a good time?
Great time.
Okay.
Great time. Yeah. No, I don't think there was no observation.
Fish wasn't too dry, you know?
The fish. What was the fish?
The fish was what we ate. I was making a joke.
Oh, at dinner. Oh, it's great. No, I mean, I couldn't remember. Everything was melted.
So how did it go with you and her traveling?
Good. It was fine. Yeah. Not a problem at all.
My dad apparently stole RJ's date away for the night.
He did.
What?
Yeah. Talked to her for like an hour and a half.
Did she see his wedding ring? Is that why?
He doesn't wear one. He doesn't wear one. But no, they're talking about like medicine. It's all like medical stuff.
Yep, absolutely. Stocks. Boring. Medicine stocks.
Stocks.
Yeah, medicine stocks.
Okay, so you feel good about the first trip? The first trip is like the test.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. There's nothing wrong. Yeah, everything was fine. There was not a fight in the world.
Good.
That's all you can ask for.
All right. So there you go. There's a little recap of being back. And now we're sitting right here back in studio. Troy, normally on Mondays, toss it to you for a UFC recap. I saw UFC highlights. I read UFC stories. Why no UFC from you today?
Well, I mean, number one, I did watch it over the weekend. I did check out UFC 263. And I don't know. I just think that because of the event, I'm not sure if you guys were going to be all in because there's some names on there that you probably aren't familiar with. The one you would be familiar with is Israel Adesanya. He defends the middleweight championship. That wasn't even close to a fight. I mean, it was just an easy decision for him to get that win. Some of the highlights from the weekend, though, Brandon Moreno, he's your new flyweight champion. It's a big story. He is the first Mexican-born UFC champion.
Oh.
Which, of course, I found out about, not at the time because I heard it, but the next morning when my wife saw it on Facebook. Why didn't you tell me that a Mexican-born fighter won? Like you would have cared? I mean, you only care because he was born in Mexico, so don't even start. And then Nate Diaz, he lost over the weekend to Leon Edwards. If you want to see Nate Diaz and him covered.
Was he bloodied? Woo! How does this guy always automatically
he's
bloodied every fight and it adds to his legend. Nate Diaz can lose all these fights, but because he's bloodied and he doesn't quit, his legend grows.
Yeah, Nate Diaz and his brother, you're going to see pictures of them doing one of two things, bleeding or smoking weed. It's a given with those two fighters right there.
Didn't he say there's a possibility of a Jake Paul fight now that Jake Paul called him out?
Yeah, they're talking about that. We'll see how that plays out.
Does he just cut his forehead like Ric Flair would?
No, he does not blade himself. That does not happen. And then the other highlight from the weekend of UFC 263, once again, not big names, but definitely a big controversy. Paul Craig, light heavyweight, he wins against Jamahal Hill. The reason why? Well, he decided to, I don't know, separate the guy's elbow.
What?
He breaks his arm in the ring. Why did he break it? Because the ref, this nincompoop who apparently lives in the area there, that they were like, yeah, why don't you come and call a fight, did not stop it earlier enough. So Jamahal Hill had his elbow snapped in two.
Oh.
And the guy immediately goes backstage. The ref, by the way, immediately goes backstage, and UFC goes, yeah, go and pack your things and leave. You're done for the night.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
I guess it's a little bit old, but I guess I have to admit something when it comes to the fight game of watching.
Did you watch?
Come on. Come on.
I didn't hit confirm.
Somebody else did.
Someone else did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The fight was purchased in my living room.
Oh my God.
Logan Paul and Floyd. This is what you were excited about.
I was, until I realized that you could have no winner.
Well, there was a, I guess.
There's no judges, right? It was just an exhibition.
Yeah.
It was like Ivan Drago and Apollo Creed.
Was it a talking point? Did people say that they actually watched?
Dude, we did talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about how it was a joke and how there were a million idiots that bought it. And then Kevin Gray, who did great while you were out last week, was saying, but look, they had a million buys. So?
It's a lot, man.
A million buys to see what? An actual boxing match or to see the circus?
I did feel like they were competing. They were competing. Floyd was doing his Floyd thing, feeling him out, not doing anything early first two rounds. Then he carved him up. Like, it was crystal clear. At first, I was like, the size difference here is so insane that maybe if this guy lands one punch. But Floyd, remember the Gronkowski brothers getting beaten up by Logan Paul one by one by one? They're all 6'5", 260. That's how Floyd made Logan Paul look. Logan Paul's boxing advantage to the Gronks was Floyd's to Logan. It just carved him up.
You know, watching Floyd in this fight and then watching him against Connor, okay, it made me appreciate him more than any fight he's had in the ring.
Why?
Because he's so good. He could just sit there and know that, he could just feel you out and just systematically just take you apart whenever he wants to. Like, he's so fast.
At 40.
At 40. Or no, more than that. He's more than 40 now, isn't he? At his age, he could just do that. At his size, compared to a guy who's 6'1 with a 35-pound advantage. And he could
Oh, my God, he's 44.
Yeah. And he could sit there, and he hasn't fought in years. And he could just sit there and just not do a thing. And just move. And stick and move, 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 bam. And then maybe he'll hit you. But then he's keep moving around. He's seeing what you got. It's like he's at a poker table just watching you for an hour, figuring out what you're going to do. And he's so good that you're done and toast. This guy's just so special.
And by the way, Sean, since RJ did mention Conor McGregor, that will be the next UFC event to watch. That will be UFC 263. That's coming up July 10th. It's Dustin Poirier against Conor McGregor. The trilogy is going on. And the other co-main event that night, I believe it's Tai Tuivasa. He is a heavyweight. He is going up against one Greg Hardy.
Oh,
really?
All right. Why don't you set up the? I've had enough drops this morning used against me in terms of getting swallowed whole. You can handle that one.
All right. So this is a lobster diver in Cape Cod who was evidently, according to him, and I don't know if we believe this guy, but we have the audio to prove it. Who says that he was...
Same guy was already what?
The same guy was already in a plane crash and survived. Okay? So this guy says he was swallowed whole by a whale.
I realized, oh my God, I'm in a whale's mouth. And he's trying to swallow me. And I thought to myself, okay, this is it. I'm going to die.
So
he did a Q&A on it.
He did a Q&A on Reddit, and he says, they asked what it was like. What's it comparable to? He says,
and the whale came up from behind. That's how it got him. And then he just was a sea of water.
Absolutely. So he said it was full of water. I could feel the muscles of its mouth convulsing around me. It was really strange feeling. I can't draw a meaningful comparison. People are saying that he was somebody asked, did you try to communicate with the whale? How's the whale sound?
No, that's dumb.
So people have said, like this marine biologist said, that the whale would have choked on him. their esophagus, their throat is very, very small compared to their body size. That there's no way it would have been able to get him down. But he was in the whale's mouth. A lobster diver was in a whale's mouth, and he had previously been in a plane crash, which with 10 years ago in Costa Rica.
Mm.
And he survived that small plane crash, but it killed the pilot, co-pilot, and another passenger.
You believe him?
I don't know, man. I don't know if you could be in a plane crash and in a whale's mouth and live to say both.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know that those both are possible.
And being in there.
Yeah.
He's talking about suffocating or drowning. That's the way he would have died, not getting chewed up to death.
Right. He would have drowned if he couldn't get his air tank or any kind of air to his body. Obviously, he said it was pitch black in there, too.
Now, what music is this for this type of stuff?
Oh, that's just some good lounge music.
It sounds loud, loungy.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.